This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Wisconsin is joining a lawsuit challenging one of President Trump's many new executive orders, specifically the one that says the federal government will not recognize children born in America to parents who are here illegally as citizens. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
President Donald Trump signed a flurry of executive orders on his first day in office, many of them focused on immigration. One of them says the federal government will no longer consider kids born on American soil citizens if their parents are here illegally. That order stands contrary to the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which was ratified in 1868 after the Civil War. It says all people born or naturalized in the U.S. are citizens. Now 20 states are filing a lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Massachusetts. Governor Tony Evers called Trump's order egregious and wrongheaded and said Wisconsin is joining the lawsuit to protect Americans' rights guaranteed in the Constitution. Attorney General Josh Call says the Constitution, federal law, and previous Supreme Court rulings are clear. People born here are citizens. America is one of at least 30 nations with birthright citizenship.
And the Wausau Police Department has been receiving concerns from people about their immigration status. The order means the government will enforce stricter border policies while ramping up deportations. However, the Wausau American Hispanic Association tells News 7 that there's no need to fear. But for those of you who have that fear regardless, there are resources out there to help you with the citizenship process. If you do get detained by immigration, make sure that you know your alien number provided to you by the Department of Homeland Security. And Governor Tony Evers will give the annual State of the State address tonight. Tune in to WXCO for special coverage of the speech, the Republican legislative response, and analysis you won't find anywhere else. For special live coverage of the 2025 State of the State address starting just before 7, and you can find it on the Civic Media app. Legal challenges regarding bills signed into law in the final days of former Governor Scott Walker's time in office will soon be heard by the state's Supreme Court. Attorney General Josh Call is asking the court to rule on the so-called lame duck laws, which removed power from Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call, while giving the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee more control over the filing of civil lawsuits and distribution of settlement funding. A previous related ruling found that the committee had been overstepping its authority. And Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature announced their first bill package of 2025 last week, the Lowering Costs, Improving Lives. Lisa Hale has more.
One of the bills is a homestead tax credit expansion, said Jamie Wall of Green Bay.
An expansion of the so-called homestead tax credit, which helps low-income people and senior citizens on fixed incomes with their property tax bills. So that's something that very directly helps people who are, you know, struggling to make ends meet. And
the expansion would allow people making up to $35,000 a year to take advantage of the credit. Wall made his comments on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it at civicmedia.us.
And Governor Tony Evers will deliver the State of the State address tonight. His office says he'll focus on lowering costs for Wisconsinites, affordable housing, support for public schools, child care, and mental health care. And after the Madison school shooting, he said he'd be unveiling the most robust gun reform proposal yet. His top priorities as governor have been largely rebuked by Republicans. They still hold the majority in the legislature, but that majority has gotten smaller. We also learned that next month he'll give his budget address. That's where we'll learn in detail what he's included in the next biennial budget. The State of the State address is tonight at 7 at the Capitol. Then, Republicans will hold their own rebuttal. Wisconsin residents will have an easier way to file their state taxes for free this year. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue says we'll be able to use the IRS Direct File system for their state taxes after integrating the program with WisTax, state tax return platform. Taxpayers will be able to use the software to automatically import their W-2 and 1099s. The individual tax filing season will begin on January 27th, and residents can check their eligibility and register through the system on the IRS Direct File website. And Wisconsin Democrats presented the Lowering Costs, Improving Lives package of three bills last week to lower the cost of housing, groceries, and prescription drugs for Wisconsinites. Lisa Hale has the details.
One of the bills is the Healthy School Meals for All, which would provide free breakfast and lunch for all students in public schools. State Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay supports the bill and said it makes fiscal sense.
That every kid would be able to get breakfast and lunch, and that we would actually save money because the cost of administering a program and collecting fees actually cost us dollars. So right. It's actually government efficiency to actually provide a non-mean tested free access to meals.
Rivera Wagner made his comments on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it at civicmedia.us.
And AARP Wisconsin has announced that they're now accepting applications for their 2025 Community Challenge Grant Program. The program provides grant funds for quick action projects to improve quality of life in communities across the state, specifically targeting residents who are 50 and older. The projects could include things like upgrading transportation, housing, and digital infrastructure, or improving public places. The organization will be accepting applications from local nonprofits until March 5th. State Republicans are circulating a bill that would require approval from every local municipality before developers could seek Public Service Commission approval for wind or solar projects. Under the bill, municipalities would need to consider a resolution on a potential project within 90 days after being asked for approval by the developer. And if the resolution isn't voted on within that time frame, the Public Service Commission could consider it approved. Supporters of the bill say it will empower local officials and give them a voice in the projects. And the Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new outreach campaign to highlight the risk of menthol tobacco products. DHS officials say that 9,300 people under 18 in Wisconsin will try cigarettes for the first time each year, half of whom will start with menthol cigarettes. And Wisconsin Democrats presented the Lowering Costs, Improving Lives package of three bills last week to lower the cost of housing, groceries, and prescription drugs for Wisconsinites. Lisa Hale has more.
One bill would put caps on certain prescription drugs, such as insulin. Green Bay Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner.
That you shouldn't be spending $200-$300 a month on insulin, something that was actually happening to my mother, who was on, you know, somewhat of a limited income. She was spending up to $300 on insulin.
That's crazy.
Which is absolutely wild, right? So
Rivera-Wagner made his comments on Civic Media's Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Find it at civicmedia.us.
And Marathon County's 9 Mile County Forest contributed $3.3 million to the local economy. The Wisconsin Office of Outdoor Recreation released reports from the Do-It-Yourself Economic Impact Report Program. This pilot program helps identify the local values of outdoor rec, and 5 outdoor recreation areas participated across the state. Together, they contributed a total of $27.3 million in recreation value. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Marquette defeats Seton Hall. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road over Seton Hall. The final 76-59. A big night for Cam Jones, who led with 19 points after a poor showing over the weekend in their loss against Xavier. Head coach Shaka Smart.
You know, if you think about it, his role has changed so much in just, you know, the last several months. But I've got to make sure I help him understand that heavy is the head that wears the crown, and there's no two people that applies to in this program more than him and me.
Marquette hosts Villanova on Friday. The Badgers with a loss at UCLA, 85-83. The loss snapping a 7-game winning streak for the Badgers. They'll host Nebraska Sunday at noon at the Kohl Center. And in baseball, former Brewer and Yankee pitcher C.C. Sabathia voted into the Hall of Fame. The 6'6", 300-pound lefty came to Milwaukee in 2008 in that trade with Cleveland and led the Brewers to the postseason for the first time in 26 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Cameron Diaz would love to be in the sequel of The Mask, but there is a condition. The Something About Mary actress who starred in the first Mask as Tina Carlyle in 1994 said she would absolutely love to do another installment, but only if Jim Carrey is involved. In the film, Carrey played a banker who develops magical powers when he puts on a mask that makes him an ornery cuss. Carrey says he is open to another chapter of the franchise if the circumstances are right. Translation, show him the do-re-mi. If you're looking for a trip down memory lane, you might want to revisit David Lynch's foray into network television, 1992's Twin Peaks. Inspired by David Lynch's passing last week, I got the urge to check it out, and it does not disappoint. It's beautifully shot, as is all of Lynch's work, has great music, and it's got incredible acting by a phenomenal cast. It might seem a bit dated, but the story holds up. No spoilers, as casual fans might have forgotten who killed Laura Palmer. Beatles and or John Lennon fans will be interested to know that a new documentary about John and Yoko is coming this spring. Magnolia Pictures has announced that One-to-One, John and Yoko, will get an IMAX release April 11th. The film covers an 18-month period of John and Yoko's time in Greenwich Village in the early 1970s and features restored, never-before-seen footage. One-to-One will drop on Max for us streamers in late May of this year. Imagine not getting a role in a movie that is not live action and has no real humans because the producers tell you you look like a Smurf. That is what happened to actor Josh Gad. Gad was up for a role in Avatar in 2009, but was told director James Cameron didn't think he had the right body type. Apparently, Gad has such a strange body they couldn't even change it with CGI like they did every other actor. For more insights, check out Gad's new book, In Gad We Trust. Award shows seem to always have issues finding hosts. Not so for the Grammys, who welcomed Trevor Noah back to MC the festivities this year, which will be his fifth consecutive. Variety reports that the Emmy-winning comedian will also be a producer on this year's show. The 67th Grammy Awards ceremony will take place February 2 at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. Speaking of hosts, Conan O'Brien is set to host the Oscars, but these days, announcing hosts of the nominating ceremony has even become a big deal. Academy Award nominations will be announced Thursday, January 23. This year, hosting the announcements will be comedians Bowen Yang and Rachel Sennett. If you want to watch the event live, you'll have to set your alarm as the announcements take place at 7:30 a.m. The actual Oscars ceremonies are March 2nd. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy, but warmer today. Our high in the mid-20s this afternoon, with wind out of the south becoming west at around 5 to 15. Tonight, we're going to drop back down to around zero for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunshine in the low teens by Friday. Mostly cloudy with a high near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Temperature now 6.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.